For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a young athlete called Miguel.
Today, we have Miguel with us, who is a young athlete in a very unusual sport, parkour. Miguel, tell us a bit about this interesting sport. What is the aim of it?
Well, it's a very new sport, as it actually started in the 1980s. It was started in France and is also known as free running. The athletes are aimed to move in whichever way they can over and through any area without using any equipment, only the ability of their body, and in the fastest and most efficient way. Mostly it is running and jumping, which obviously relies on strength and fitness.
What is the main difficulty in this sport?
Well, I'd say self-control and to rely only on yourself. There is no room for being scared. The movements required to work all parts of your body and the mind needs to control any worries about height or difficulties the athlete faces.
What is true about parkour in the UK?
Well, the UK has become the first country in the world to recognise it as a sport, so now it can get financial support from the government. This also means that it could soon be practised in schools, as it is an exciting and interesting activity which can develop useful skills in school children. I think my school will be one of the first to include this kind of sport in the schedule.
What do you think about a recent video about parkour? Not everybody seems to like this sport.
Yes, mainly because some people do it in cities without the help of safety ropes, so there is a danger to athletes as well as people nearby. This was not helped by the video which came out with a parkour athlete running across Cambridge. Many people didn't like him, as he was filmed on ancient buildings, which they said was against the law and should be forbidden.
Well, I hear you are going to take part in the parkour competition on the Greek island of Santorini next month. Is it true?
Yes, it will be my first time. It's an amazing location and a real challenge. The competition is very popular with athletes and can be watched on social media and on TV, which is great for the athletes as they become famous and get offered career opportunities.
What are your plans for the future? Do you want to become a champion at parkour, or is it just a hobby?
I would like to finish my school first, and maybe study sports at university. Regarding parkour, I really enjoy it, but I don't think I would like to be a professional parkour trainer.
Thanks, Miguel. I'm sure many young people will be inspired to start parkour after this.
Now, listen again.
Today, we have Miguel with us, who is a young athlete in a very unusual sport, parkour. Miguel, tell us a bit about this interesting sport. What is the aim of it?
Well, it's a very new sport, as it actually started in the 1980s. It was started in France and is also known as free running. The athletes are aimed to move in whichever way they can over and through any area without using any equipment, only the ability of their body and in the fastest and most efficient way. Mostly it is running and jumping, which obviously relies on strength and fitness.
What is the main difficulty in this sport?
Well, I'd say self-control and to rely only on yourself. There is no room for being scared. The movements required to work all parts of your body and the mind needs to control any worries about height or difficulties the athlete faces.
What is true about parkour in the UK?
Well, the UK has become the first country in the world to recognise it as a sport, so now it can get financial support from the government. This also means that it could soon be practised in schools, as it is an exciting and interesting activity which can develop useful skills in school children. I think my school will be one of the first to include this kind of sport in the schedule.
What do you think about a recent video about parkour? Not everybody seems to like this sport.
Yes, mainly because some people do it in cities without the help of safety ropes, so there is a danger to athletes as well as people nearby. This was not helped by the video which came out with a parkour athlete running across Cambridge. Many people didn't like him, as he was filmed on ancient buildings, which they said was against the law and should be forbidden.
Well, I hear you are going to take part in the parkour competition on the Greek island of Santorini next month. Is it true?
Yes, it will be my first time. It's an amazing location and a real challenge. The competition is very popular with athletes and can be watched on social media and on TV, which is great for the athletes as they become famous and get offered career opportunities.
What are your plans for the future? Do you want to become a champion at parkour, or is it just a hobby?
I would like to finish my school first, and maybe study sports at university. Regarding parkour, I really enjoy it, but I don't think I would like to be a professional parkour trainer.
Thanks, Miguel. I'm sure many young people will be inspired to start parkour after this.
That is the end of part 4.